From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. At least 25 people have been killed and at least 50 others wounded in a truck bomb that exploded near a key intersection in Somalia's capital of Mogadishu. Witnesses said the blast occurred during a traffic jam. A VOA reporter at the scene said buildings around the area were leveled by the explosion and dozens of destroyed cars continue to burn in the streets. Government soldiers have cordoned off the area and rescuers suspect that dead or injured people are trapped under the debris, some of the destroyed buildings fearing that the death toll will rise. Canadian ex-hostage Joshua Boyle says the Haqqani network in Afghanistan killed his infant daughter in captivity and raped his wife. Mr. Boyle gave a statement after landing in Canada late Friday with his American wife and three young children.
The stupidity and the evil of the Haqqani network's kidnapping of a pilgrim and his heavily pregnant wife engaged in helping ordinary villagers in Taliban-controlled regions of Afghanistan was eclipsed only by the stupidity and evil of authorizing the murder of my infant daughter, Martyr Boyle.
Kaylin Coleman and Boyle were rescued Wednesday, 5 years after they had been abducted by a Taliban-linked extremist network while in Afghanistan as part of a backpacking trip. President Donald Trump's refusal to certify the Iran nuclear deal has sparked a new war of words between the two countries, fueling growing mistrust and a sense of nationalism among Iranians. The speech has also served to unite Iranians across the political spectrum and likely will strengthen the hand of hardliners within Iran. This is VOA News.